Over the weekend, vampires were afoot in a small town on Washington's Olympic Peninsula. Fans of a best-selling teen vampire romance series flooded into the town of Forks from all over the country. They marked the 10th anniversary of the publication of the first book in the Twilight saga. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports on the love story that injected new blood into the economy of a once-hobbled logging town.
Charlene LaPelle remembers the moment she knew something was up. It was around 2006 at the flower and gift shop she owns in Forks.
Quite a few people were asking about Twilight stuff, and I better figure out what Twilight meant. I actually got on the computer and Googled Twilight, and it told me it was The Time Before Dark.
That seemed strange. LaPelle confesses she's not an avid reader. Then a friend clued her into the runaway bestseller about a teenage girl who falls in love with a handsome vampire. Later it turns into a love triangle, and werewolves appear. The initial book turned into a series, then five blockbuster movies. Now LaPelle's flower shop is mostly stocked with Twilight souvenirs.
If it wasn't for Twilight, my flower shop would not be in business.
When I met LaPelle, she was inflating balloons for one of the anniversary events. That was for a reenactment of the high school prom scene in the story. Savannah Vickers, who came from Independence, Oregon, says she spent months sewing an elaborate wedding dress for a costume contest.
I figured it would like die down a little after the final movie that came out, but no, we're keeping it alive and strong.
Vickers says she's been coming to Forks annually since she was 17. She's now 22 years old.
To me, it's more like a family reunion more than anything, with the love of Twilight.
Novelist Stephanie Meyer settled her fictional vampire clan in Northwest Washington based on an online search for the wettest place in America. Forks was her answer. Meyer lives in Arizona and never visited the two-stoplight town before finishing the initial book. Her description of a damp and dreary place doesn't seem that favorable for tourism, but it has inspired tens of thousands of pilgrims over the years, many of whom were greeted at the Forks Chamber of Commerce by Marsha Bingham.
It's been the best thing for Forks since rain. What a gift.
A gift that keeps on giving. Twilight fans fill restaurants and motel beds and make cash registers ring at shops, offsetting the shrinking logging and timber mill industry.
The economy has not been wonderful in Forks, but this has held on, and it will continue to, too.
Indicators such as visitor counts and lodging tax revenue rose sharply from 2005 to a peak in 2010. The tourism boom has waned some since, but remains at a level at least 50% higher than before Twilight. Other places connected to the novels and movies share in the attention. I met Quileute tribal member Anne Penn Charles putting up posters to invite Twilight fans to a traditional salmon bake. She lives on the nearby Quileute Reservation. That would be the same place portrayed in the novels as teeming with werewolves.
You know, it's not really the true story, but some of our local vendors have benefited from it.
Penn Charles says there are mixed feelings among tribal members about their literary fame. The novelist conjured the werewolves by reimagining a legend about how the Quileute people could transform from animals.
It's a touchy subject. Our elders don't really appreciate the story, and without the permission, you know, changing our creators and our culture.
Twilight author Stephanie Meyer attended the 10th anniversary celebration to sign books, but she declined to speak with the media. Megan Wright stood in line with her family and a suitcase of books to meet Meyer. Megan flew in from Orlando to join her mother and brother, who came all the way from Hawaii.
I think Twilight has definitely brought me and my mom together. We've become like best friends because of it. So it's brought us really close together.
The Wrights and other Twilight fans I spoke to said they fully expect to return to Forks in future years. The festival used to be called Stephanie Meyer Day. This year, it was renamed to Forever Twilight in Forks. I'm Tom Bonsi in Forks, Washington.